today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's time for September new music, new music, new music.
Greetings, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of this podcast, Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you to this episode. We are kicking off September new music. I know it was a busy month at the end of September with Suburbs Fest. A lot of people showing up for that. And if anybody has new music picks they want to send in, please don't hesitate to get them in. But try to get those in as soon as possible. If you could get them in anytime before Sunday, the night, that would be great. And if you can get them in by then, we'll try to get them in on the air. And if not, no problem. You can always catch up in October. We need to be able to hear your voice for these picks. So you can either record a voice memo and attach it to an email and send that email to rock@suburbspod.com or call our suburban party line, which I promise to check, 612-440-1984. And today we're going to start off, as we traditionally do, with Stephen Routledge from Scotland. And since he recorded this call, I've had the opportunity to meet Stephen in person and hang out with him, and also meet his wonderful father, Granville. What an amazingly great human being he is. We had so much fun at Suburbs Fest, and all the surrounding events, all the things we did, all the people we met was just a blast. And gosh, what a great human being. And I can confirm, he is very, very tall. And as you're about to hear, he is the man, the myth, the legend.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend. Known as Stephen Routledge. Is about to serve.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's one true friend Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Scotland with my new music picks for September. First up is Manifest, from the self-titled debut from South Florida-based metal instrumentalist Libiga. A side project of Killswitch Engage drummer Justin Foley, this is moody, atmospheric and uplifting instrumental music. Not instrumental as in Steve Vai. More imagine if Mogwai were more metal than indie, and you'll get the idea. Absolutely loved the whole album. It could easily serve as movie soundtrack material. Second pick comes courtesy of our friends Justin Steiner and Kevin Clement. Thanks to their positive reviews of the new Suede album, Autofiction, I gave it a spin and instantly loved it. A throwback to the faded, melancholic grandeur of their 90s magnum opus Dogma and Star, whilst never obviously reaching those lofty heights. It is everything I could want from a Suede album, and is easily the best thing they've done since the aforementioned Dogma and Star. My pick would be What Am I Without You, and given it's a fairly long song, I'd play it from about 4.5 minutes in. Well, that'll do for this month, and as I record this, I'm in the throes of packing for my trips to Suburbs Fest DC, and so I look forward to seeing many of you in person soon. Until then, keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Jim and Patrick, this is Roger Grace in Montrose, Scotland, with my September new music picks. Two from me this month. The first is the new album from the Proclaimers. Craig and Charlie Reid hit 60 this year, and this is a really good album. It's called Dentures Out. It's 13 songs packed into a lightning quick 34 minutes. The track I'd like you to play is the actual title track, Dentures Out, but the whole album is fantastic, and they're obviously as popular as ever because their tour this year of 35 dates is virtually all sold out.
She put them in and mumbled something indistinct, which might have been nostalgia, I love you. Britain's wise after the fact, you have to give the old lady time to react. And now that she has learnt that facts aren't really facts, nostalgia, she loves you. See the ranks of non-achievers, where the look of true believers. Freedom's come and freedom's vanish. And watch the Spanish. Britain can seem slightly smug. She likes to drink a beverage from her own mug, with on it tied a picture of a tiny dug. Nostalgia, we love you.
The second, unsurprisingly, is the best expert in the dying field. Their third studio album and fourth overall, and I've been waiting for this to come out for ages. I think it probably is my favourite best album. It really is that good. I'm really torn on which track I'd like you to play, either Head in the Clouds or Best Left. So you can choose, or you could be really daring and just for once play two tracks from the same album. That's it for me for this month. I look forward, as ever, to listening to what my other fellow listeners have chosen, and I'll speak to you again next month.
Thank you, Roger, very, very much. And of course, that's a great, great best album. I know we've heard that from a lot of folks around the Rock in the Suburbs universe. Really, really into that band. And super big pleasure to be able to talk to them once for this podcast as well. Also want to mention that maybe we will take up Roger's suggestion and play a second best tune as we go out. Maybe we will. I guess you got to listen to the end to see if we actually do it. And along with Roger's voice file that he sent in, he had a little note here, and he wanted to say thanks to Highland Park Harry for the excellent Beach Bunny pick from last month, and I will second that as well. That is a really cool album. HPH, as we like to call him out there on the coast, always great, great, great. And I think his close friend, EPJ, was actually up for the Suburbs Fest as well. And it was amazing to be in the presence of that man. It really was. A live podcast with EPJ sitting there. Are you kidding me? It was great. All right. Again, if you want to get those picks in by Sunday the 9th, we'll try to get those on the air for you next week. And if you have any last-minute new musics, do it. Otherwise, concentrate on October. It's October now. It's Rocktober, I should say. Start getting those picks in and collected, and we can get those in for next month. All right? All right, everybody. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. We are going to talk to you guys tomorrow.
To find out some things I best left to rot. If I knew this, I'd be less down. But I'm already up, yeah, to my neck now.
Dench is out.